thousands of musicians from across the country are waiting to see whether they'll get to perform on one of the biggest stages in music media today. That's because NPR is currently judging entries for the annual Tiny Desk Contest, which provides an unsigned artist with the opportunity to record one of the namesake shows and get all the exposure that comes with it. Nearly 40 artists from Vermont submitted their entries this year, and we've chosen a few to share with you in the lead-up to NPR announcing their winner. We'll hear from the Holcomb Brothers and Wes Pierce.
I'm Woody Keppel, a.k.a. Woody Holcomb, and I play the guitar, and I sing, and I write melodies and things.
I'm Gus Ziesing. I play tenor sax, clarinet, and button accordion, and I sing.
And I'm Alan Nichols, and I play drums, sort of, and I sing.
The Holcomb Brothers.
Vaudeville in My Blood is sort of the style the Holcomb Brothers play, and it was an amazing time in our history from roughly 1880 to 1930. It was our American pastime, and my grandma, granny-grand, was a vaudevillian, and so as a kid, I heard stories of performers in the circuit.
Jimmy Durante and Ole Edwin.
Wow.
You know we're never gonna see them again.
Wow, wow.
They had a thing, it's not over the hill.
Wow.
A little thing they call vaudeville.
Wow.
A friend of Woody's was very handy with a camera, and we did a one-take handheld camera version of the song. And we played in Woody's living room, his Bohemian lounge, and he set up his own personal desk to be in the foreground.
We had the tiny desk, and then we had Woody's voice going through a little amp, so he was the microphone.
'Cause I've got vaudeville in my blood.
This would be a kazoo solo. Alan and I were singing backup with no microphone, but it came out great. You know, we just sang loudly like you would in a theater or something.
Yeah.
And then I was playing saxophone, and I had to play it really quietly, given how soft everything else was without microphones.
Wow, wow.
Bill Bojangles danced the old soft shoe.
Wow.
And WC did his tricks for you. It couldn't have happened at a better time. The sun's gonna come out, the stars are gonna shine.
I thank those stars above, 'cause I've got vaudeville in my blood.
That's the trio known as the Holcomb Brothers. They entered a video in NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. Next up, it's Wes Pierce.
I'm Wes Pierce. I'm a singer-songwriter living in Washington, Vermont. I also am by trade a climbing arborist. And I've been in Vermont now about 2 years. I chose Healing for the video submission because I've been on this long string of trying to write positive songs in ways that it's sometimes what I want to hear, but it's also often what I wish I could tell to other people if I had a platform and I had an opportunity to give someone a little bit of encouragement. Phrases as simple as, you'll be just fine if you want to be, you'll be just fine if you choose to be. And as cheesy as that can be in a broader societal context, when not everything can just be okay, a lot of things might be out of your control, but if you can find and identify those things within yourself that you do have control over, or that you know that you do have support to overcome, this song is for those moments. I left home as a teenager, ran away, rode freight trains, hitchhiked, did all that, traveled around the country, and then a couple years into doing all that, I ended up in Montpelier at a coffee shop and I met some circus performers. They're like, oh, we live in Asheville, North Carolina. You should come visit sometime. And so that's how I ended up there. Since the hurricane, I've been down there doing a lot of tree work, you know, getting trees off houses, cleaning up storm damage. And then also here I am coming back to Central Vermont after all those years. You've been told that. Incredible opportunity of the internet. It could be in front of 30 people to 30 million people at any given time, and that's an opportunity that otherwise it would take me, you know, 10, 15 years to put myself in front of that many people. A friend recently suggested to me that you don't need to wait for the really high quality recording. You don't have to wait for the really high quality video. You can just go ahead and make the best thing that you can with whatever you have. And that's going to be as authentic as anything else that you'll ever do. So we just put cell phones up around as if we were in a studio and did the best that we could with what we had. And I'm proud of that.
That was Wes Pierce and the Holcomb Brothers, Vermont artists who've entered this year's Tiny Desk Contest, held by NPR. You can check out their submissions at our website, vermontpublic.org.